Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. We're breaking it down Sunday, Bloody Sunday. I can't help but laugh. I'm looking at a still shot, a picture here of LeBron James. And, like, you look at his face, bro, and you'd think it's, like, career ending. You know what I mean? Like, it gets old. Like, people talk about how LeBron could be a great football player. Like, how? How? Like, the guy, like, what, so what, every time he got tackled, would he act like he was hurt? LeBron should be a soccer player. He'd fit right in, actually. Like, LeBron, like, he's got the soccer dive thing down. Like, he's got the grimaces and the whole nine yards. And, look, and then there's trouble started after because you're rolling around like you just got wrong, like you always do. Let's just call it out for what it is. He's freaking annoying, man. It's annoying, right? And I LeBron's a good guy in real life. I got no beef with him, but on the court, it's annoying. Like, it's just him and AD. Like, so LeBron, every time somebody goes near you, there was a game a couple of weeks ago, remember, against the Raptors, and he didn't even get hit, and he pretended he did, and he went down, and on my head, it's like, bro, you didn't even get hit. Like it's getting old. It's getting old, LeBron. Like, we're on to you. Like, no one cares, bro, right? And then, so even if you are hurt now, we don't believe you, because whatever, you're always faking it. You're always faking it. So Phoenix are in this thing, man. But, you know, the Lakers like drama, and LeBron's going to pretend, you know, I'm so hurt, and oh, it's so heroic, and all this other type of stuff. But DeAndre Ayton went off. So let me ask you, Matthias, game one. And listen, I'm not happy about it. I thought the Clippers were going to make a statement in game one and punch Dallas in the mouth. They wanted Dallas. They were all rested up. They're ready to go for the playoffs. And what happens? Dallas pretty much dominated, man. Double-digit win for the Mavericks. Are you concerned right now, Matthias?
I'm not concerned just yet, Gabe. If they are to win game two and shoot at such a high rate, then yeah, it'll be a little concerning because it's going to be tough to stop a team that shoots 50% from three. Literally, Dallas made 17 three-pointers. Dorian Finney-Smith, Tim Hardaway Jr., Luka Doncic, they were hot, and the Clippers weren't. The Clippers shot 27% from three, and they can't do that. And they also missed free throws in the fourth quarter. The Clippers don't miss free throws in the fourth quarter, but they decided to do it in the playoffs. They got to step it up in game two and get off to a better start.
Yeah, you know, they're laying 6 points, 6 points in game two, and it sucks. We got to wait. I don't know why, but whatever. You know, it's one of these deals, too. Like, really, NBA already? We're already doing this? We've had 2 days of NBA playoff basketball, and already we've got two games only on the board? So annoying. They're going to give LeBron. What do the Lakers and Suns play game two? On Thursday? Bring it.
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Masterclass continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Let's step onto the diamond. We're putting our gloves on, our helmets is on. We're ready to step into the batter's box with Jason B. Takafin, a multiple champion with the Vancouver Canadiens, Toronto Blue Jays, A-ball, three-time champion with the Vancouver Canadiens. Jason B. Takafin also has got a great baseball podcast. Always a pleasure, my man. How you doing, Jason?
I am doing great. Since the last time we spoke, the Tampa Bay Rays have not lost a game, by the way.
And how many no-hitters has there been since the last time we spoke? Only two?
So it's been a slow week. It's been a really slow week.
Yeah, only another two as they just keep adding up. And I got to be honest, so now that the NBA playoffs are here, the NHL playoffs are here, I'm still betting baseball, but I haven't bet as many games over the weekend as I normally would have.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that? Have you noticed the lines have been a little bit off? Are in terms of handicapping, are
people believe that? But yeah. I don't. I never buy into that. Like people think like it's like it's able to rob a bank or something like that.
Yeah.
Like the odds makers are all focused on NFL, so you could win on Sunday playing baseball. It's like what are they giving money away in baseball now suddenly? Like
these guys are too smart. I would think that like there's a lot of volatility. Like right now with the Angels, Angels will not be favored in a game for a very long time. They would literally have to be playing like a double-A team, right? No Trout, last place team. Very difficult to find them favored for anything that you would actually put money on.
Oh, they're burning money. You know, so there's the standings, and I'm sure you'd find this fascinating, you know, from a general manager and from a baseball guy perspective. But in the betting world, there's the standings. And then there's the money standings.
Yeah.
Right? There's the money standings. And a classic example is like a team like that, we're going to get to the Chicago White Sox, right? And their situation. But the Chicago White Sox are 7 games over .500, 26-19. Yet, if you bet $100 on every game, you're only up $94 on the season.
Yeah.
Right? You're only up $94. Now, you know, conversely, let's take a team like the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto Blue Jays are 1 game above .500, yet they're up $301.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're not this big public team. They're not this like heavily, they're not heavily favored. People don't bet on them. So it's all about the value. The Angels just cost you money, bro. If you bet on every Angels game this year, you're already down $784.
Yeah. It's not surprising with the Blue Jays, not just because they're like in Canada, that's a very easy excuse, but they were giving away a lot of, you know, to use a football team, a lot of points early on, and they were doing very well. Steven Matz got really hot. He was not supposed to get very hot. Hyunjin Ryu also had a few good starts. While that was expected, a few of them went up against Gerrit Cole. Not a surprise that they're doing very well. Maybe after this past weekend where they got swept, and I know they gave a big lead to the Blue Jays also, they'll maybe come back down to earth a little bit when it comes to their value. But I still think they're going to be very good. It's funny because you hear about this in football, like who are the best quarterbacks against the spread, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I don't care. Exactly. There's a saying in Vegas, Jason, it's a great one too. Good teams win, great teams cover.
It's totally true. But you never think about that in other sports because there's not the same gambling lexicon or gambling sort of emphasis as there is in football. But you don't think about it in baseball. Like you wouldn't think about it even in the heyday with a starting pitch. Like you would never say, okay, well, Bob Gibson's pitching. I'll take a God knows how much chalk he was getting. But you would never say, like, I'm going to bet against him because you knew he was going 9 innings, right? Like you knew that you were not winning that game. Now with the different starters now and how starters leave after 5 or 6 innings, it might be a little bit different.
Now, one thing with baseball betting as well is, listen, baseball is a streaky sport, right?
Yeah.
It's a streaky sport. Players are streaky. Teams are streaky. Pitchers are streaky. Hitters are streaky. Even the worst teams in the league, guys, are going to win 5-7 games in a row sometimes in a season, maybe a couple of times. And you're going to get good teams that might struggle a little bit, but then they're going to rattle off, you know, 10 in a row or 10 out of 12. And you look right now, look at the National League West, bro. Oh, the sky is falling, and it's amazing, isn't it? The more the Dodgers got injured, the more they started winning. It was amazing. Like, once they finally were like, man, we've lost, like, half our team, they said, all right, it's go time, guys. And we always talked about, like, that, you know, they have the talent and the pedigree to do it, and they've just sort of flicked that switch, and now don't look now, but San Diego's red hot.
San Diego is super hot. If it wasn't for the Rays winning 10 in a row, we'd be talking about the Padres being the hottest team in baseball. But how about the Dodgers walking into San Francisco and sweeping their rivals? just clean up, sweeping the rivals. So that Dodgers have won 7 in a row.
That's a flex right there. That's a flex.
that's a guys, we still run this mother. Like, this isn't 2004. Like Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, we hear you guys having a nice season. Hey, good for you. Nice to be back in the ballpark here. We're going to sweep you, though, by the way. Just thanks for coming. Yeah, so, you know, and we'll see you next weekend.
See you next weekend. See you next weekend. It's interesting, just to circle back on your first point, is with gambling in baseball, there's nothing really in the other sports that is like the getaway day roster. So there's nothing where, like, you can look at a roster and you're like, you know what, they got their backup catcher, their backup second baseman, Eric Hinsky starting in right field.
I know where you're saying, where you're going with this, but I will correct you. That's getaway day every damn night in the NBA regular season. Right? Like, every night is there where you're like, hey, this guy's not playing, he's not playing. So I totally get you, though. The getaway,
I stand
stuff.
Totally corrected. You're 100% right. But it's such a strange thing because, you know, when gambling is going to become full out legal, not just in the 18 states that it is now, you're going to see the starting lineups are going to have to be ironclad in by X amount of hours. They might even have to be in before the managers have to speak to the media so they can rationalize it. There might be a separate media availability so they can have to, you know, talk a little bit of, like, you know, why you made this particular change, wink, wink. It's going to be really interesting It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with that side of the of business.
And I don't think – they talked about this. Manfred, I think, was like 2 years ago, whatever, started to sort of listen, we've got to get our lineups out earlier. And it was clearly, I mean, what does the NFL have, right? The questionable list and probable and et cetera. Leagues sort of get it, but I think at the same point of time, they've sort of backed off a little bit. I've known, listen, I'm on the air nightly before these games, and it seems like managers are pushing this back more and more and more and more right now. Right, where you're not really seeing a lineup. Like, we don't know, bro. Sometimes 6:20, 6:30 for a 7 o'clock game, still who's playing.
Yeah. I think first, it's difficult with the starting pitchers because you have to be able to probably identify three pitchers that are pitching. You don't have to obviously go public with them, but you're gonna have to be able to say, okay, well, if I have a guy who like Blake Snell won the Cy Young without going past the sixth inning, without going to the seventh inning, which is like absurd. So if you're looking from a gambling perspective, okay, you know this pitcher does not go into the seventh inning. You know that you have to see which of the bullpen is rested. Like, it's a totally different viewpoint.
Bullpen betting is one of the most underrated things in baseball, bro. Like, how many times when you hear people handicap a baseball game, they'll talk about the starting pitchers, right? Oh, listen, Kluber's going. It's Kluber versus Bueller, and it's this. How many times do you ever hear people open a conversation with, man, their bullpen's great?
Right.
All right? Like, oh, the back end of that bullpen's great. And that's what wins baseball games, bro.
I'm sure if you're doing straight up or if like a total strikeout, you look at a team like Tampa, like a Tyler Glass. Now, he's going to strike out a lot of players. He's going to look good while doing it, but you know he's not getting past the sixth inning. So you know when a Glass now start, you're not necessarily looking at the Rays to win. You may want to take a prop of strikeouts or a batter's face or pitches, but he is not an elite level pitcher like that. Does not equal victories because you know he's not going to go into the eighth or ninth inning.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us. And all you need to know, look at the baseball. Bullpens, ERA. San Diego, number one, 2.51, good team. Cleveland, number two, 2.64 earned run average. Their bullpen. The Yankees, number three, right? So there's a correlation here. You see, you know, good bullpen generally equals winning baseball games. The Cubs are number four, and then the Blue Jays. It's funny, the Blue Jays, everybody, oh, the pitching, you got to wonder about the pitching with the Blue Jays. Bullpen doing a great job. So a lot of stuff to get to still. Wild week, as you mentioned. The Rays are hot. The Dodgers are hot. San Diego is hot. The White Sox are hot, and Tony La Russa is not somehow. But they're winning despite them, and they're just sort of ignoring them. I think that's just that's where they're at right now. And they're even mocking them on Instagram, on Twitter, amongst the players. They're like, yeah, whatever, just ignore him. More with Jason B. Tackett on the other side.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I bring it.
It's
sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
Information you can take
to the bank.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anchor basketball draft continues. We're talking baseball with Jason B. Tack, the 3-time champion with the Vancouver Canadiens. Great baseball podcast as well that we'll get you the links to. So listen, man, let's jump into this White Sox stuff. As we were just saying going out of the break, I saw that basically Mercedes and Tim Anderson were on Instagram talking to each other, basically going, just ignore it, dog, do your thing. And Anderson said earlier in the week, he said, yeah, whatever, man. La Russa's just like a grumpy old father, and we're just a bunch of kids that ignore him, essentially. Like, that's where we're at here right now.
To understand the whole story, like, you have to go back to 6 months. They had a perfectly good manager, Ricky Renteria, who, ironically, he was the manager of the Cubs when they fired him to go get Joe Maddon. So he gets railroaded for the second time. They were on the up and up. They were everyone's favorite to go to the World Series this year. He's a perfectly good manager, and all of a sudden they kind of get rid of him. And they bring in Tony La Russa, who is, like, no fun, you know, famously did not know the extra inning rules. And the joke on social media is, how come this guy knows the unwritten rules, but he doesn't know the actual written rules? La Russa, you know, to me, Gabe, like, when he says, I don't have a problem with it in regards to the Twins hitting his own player the day after he hit a home run off of Mercedes hit a home run off of a position player throwing 45 miles an hour. Like to me, you lose the clubhouse. Like, you don't have any credibility at all with your team. Like, I don't even know what the business example would be, like, of that. Like, your boss lose that person. And it's going to be really – when they signed La Russa, I talked to my investment partner, like, the person I do futures with. I'm like, we need to get an over-under on how many games this guy is going to pitch. How many games this guy is going to manage. Because – this is not going to work out, and they are way too good of a team to waste it on an experiment of a guy who has not been in baseball. I think it's 9 years. It's a long time to be out of the game. Not to mention, they have a very young, eccentric, energetic, positive lineup. La Russa is 0-for-4 in those things, right? And while he knows his X's and O's, you know, a La Russa hater will say, well, it's easy to know your X's and O's when you have Pujols, Ricky Henderson, Maguire, and Canseco, and Dave Stewart. Right? Like, those are your X's and O's. Yeah. And I don't think this is going to end well for them. I actually think, you know, remember when the New Jersey Devils got rid of Robbie Fatorik and brought in Larry Robinson, like, with 18 games left in the season, they won the cup. I think they're going to have to see something like that, where they're going to have to make a decision. I know Jay Reinsdorf, you know, the owner of the White Sox, is very close with La Russa. If you saw the 10-part documentary of the Chicago Bulls last year, Reinsdorf is not someone who admits mistakes. He likes to blame other people. He is not going to want to sit this one out and to say, I made a mistake on La Russa. It's going to get really ugly there. I feel very bad for their fans. They have a great team. They sat through a very long rebuild. They made a lot of tough trades. Adam Eaton, Chris Sale, they let go of a lot of great players, and they're finally seeing the fruits of that, and they're getting railroaded by their manager.
The thing is, Reinsdorf will say, we're in first place. What are you guys talking about? We're in first place. But, the question is, it's a great point that you mentioned, sort of implied here. Moving forward, so the White Sox are good, yet how much better could they be if they actually had a manager that they liked? Right, that they had a manager that was more of a modern manager as opposed to just sort of, we're in first place, but the players don't like the manager. They're unhappy. The manager doesn't like the players. He's unhappy.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? That's another thing, too, is, like, why are you even here, La Russa? Like, what are you getting out of this? Like, what do you want? You don't seem to like your own players. You don't seem to like the modern game. And what, are you here to save baseball? Are you here to tell us the way the game is supposed to be played? That's gone. Like you said, Tony hadn't been around in a decade. The game's changed, bro, right? And it's going to keep on changing. And the players want it to change, and the fans want it to change. So, like, I don't really know, like, what La Russa is there for. You know what I mean? Like is he even happy? You know what I'm saying? What are you getting out of this?
Right. So I actually agree with you. Like, is he, like, obviously he's getting a paycheck, but, like, I don't think he really needs a paycheck. Is the juice worth the squeeze if he gets outmanaged by, take your pick, Dusty Baker, Alex Cora, Kevin Cash, even Aaron Boone, who's not really a huge X's and O's guy?
Don't even know the rules, like you said, bro. Like, you don't even know the rules of the game, and then you're running around like Mr. Sanctimonious telling everyone how to play the game? Come on, man.
Crazy to me. And listen, to his defense, the extra inning rules are still relatively new, but how do you play sanctimonious if you don't know the rules? Like, you know the unwritten rules, and you're okay with your player getting thrown at? You're calling a rookie clueless? To me, that's just like you're totally missing the point. You can't really read the room. And honestly, a leader like Tim Anderson, someone who's been around the block, who signed a long-term deal, through his late 20s and early 30s, which we'll get to the shortstop market in a second, is he's going to have to go to a Reinsdorf and be like, listen, like, you want to win a World Series, or do you want to, like, you know, keep your golf game in 5 years? And we have a chance to win a World Series, but everyone knows this guy's going to get outmanaged. We don't like being around him. He doesn't necessarily make us better. And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I'm going to say a leader like Tim Anderson, someone who's been there and who everyone looks up to and respects in baseball and in that clubhouse, he's going to have to go do that. Maybe Yasmani Grandal also.
How insane is Reinsdorf, though? If you think about it, with this, like, it's been going on for 30 years. You talking about going back to the Bulls days where they wanted to run Phil Jackson out. It's like, yeah, we're winning every year, but still, no, you know what I mean? That's how the Last Dance was created. Listen, right? That Phil Jackson wrote on the blackboard before the season started, this is the Last Dance. He goes, they want to break us up. And it's like, why? Like, even Jordan said, why? Like, why? You know what I mean? Like, even Jordan at the end of the Last Dance, they said, you seem unsatisfied. He goes, well, could have won 7, 8, 9. He goes, who knows how many more we would have won.
And you
why
know
did they break it up? And now you got, so he breaks that up, and now he forces this on these kids. It's just amazing how, like, he doesn't change. He's insane, this guy.
I don't know. I think they were going to win 90 games without him. I think they're obviously being helped by the Twins being very bad. The Indians look like they've cooled off a little bit. They can maybe, you know, create some distance. The Tigers are in perpetual rebuild, and the Twins might actually start selling off some pieces. I wouldn't want to see a situation where they just get they're caught with their pants down in the playoffs, and a team just walks in there and just totally outthinks them and steamrolls them. They have great fans there. In Chicago for the White Sox, it's very cultish. It's like Auburn football. It's you're the little brother, and they own that, and it's great. Like, it's a great atmosphere at their games. It's a great atmosphere, even on social media, like with their fans. And I feel for them, and I can't see this ending very well unless they make a decision to move forward without him.
And they're in first place, but they've also lost 3 games in a row, and now they get the St. Louis Cardinals. And things can snowball quickly, right? You find yourself losing, if you're 2-8 and you're, you know, the next 10 games type of deal, then the pressure really does start to get onto La Russa.
Gabe, right? They're in first place. They got 4 teams that are better than them outright. So right now you're the fifth best team in a 15-team league. And you got the Astros, Indians, and Blue Jays who are nipping at their heels. So, you know, they could be middle of the pack by the middle of this week. So I don't know. I don't want to see him take a few steps back, but maybe that's what needs to happen in order for him to kind of wake up a little bit. I was just so baffling to call his own player clueless publicly, say he didn't have a problem with the Twins. Like that is like literally the antithesis of what every single front office looks for in a manager, to like connect with young players, to be a leader.
Who the hell tells the other team that he's okay with them throwing at his own players?
Crazy. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, I don't
– He was apologetic. Dude, I heard the conference call after. He went on for like 5 minutes. Well, I don't know. Maybe he lost the pitch. Looked like he was throwing a slider and it got away from him. And it was like, dude, not only do you not have a problem with it, you're actually going to waste everyone's time and like make – you're like, whose manager are you? Are you the Twins manager? Are you the White Sox manager?
Right. Or are you just protecting the unwritten rule? Are you like, you know, like you said before, are you like Mr. Baseball? You're here to like protect the sanctity of the game from the 80s. And this is how we did it back in the day. I can see, again, I would love to have taken the under on the amount of wins that they were going to have. The amount of games La Russa was going to manage, and maybe even the amount of wins he's going to have. I just cannot see him back. Maybe they'll have a come to Jesus moment, or maybe they'll have a huge reckoning, or like sort of a internal closed door thing where they flush everything out. I highly doubt it.
I think he'll get through the year and he won't be back next year.
I think years, man, these guys are so good. The White Sox haven't been this good in years. You've worked so hard to rebuild that. You traded away Chris Sale with the best contract in baseball, Adam Eaton. You've spent a ton of money on Grandal and your pitching and Lance Lynn. You can't wait.
I get it. No, I get it. And look, the White Sox are -162 favorites. You got Lance Lynn on the hill against Kim, taking on his former team in the St. Louis Cardinals here in La Russa's former team as well. Pretty big series here. Pretty high stakes for the White Sox and both the Cardinals. You know, I don't think La Russa's not going to quit. And I don't think Reinsdorf's going to fire him. But I was going to ask you, I think the players, if you want to look at it from any sort of positive, it's almost united the players on the White Sox and brought them together, right? And sort of us against the world and us against our own manager.
Yes.
I think it sort of has brought them closer together.
I thought Michel Therrien had that strategy copywritten. Let's get everybody to hate me and then we'll bring everybody together. It's the same old school curmudgeon. I doubt that La Russa is doing it on purpose.
No, he's not. This isn't some master plan of his. No.
Yeah.
Keith Carboneau told me that, Jason. It was a great line. Keith Carboneau said, he goes in a room, he goes, a third of the players love you, a third of the players hate you. And he goes, it's your job as the coach to keep the third that are undecided away from the third that hate you.
That's a great.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Point. It's really like Liam Hendricks, Dallas Keuchel, like Yasmani Grandal, Lance Lynn.
Yeah, but they all hate him. That's the whole thing. Like even Lance Lynn hates him. Lance Lynn's been around a long time. Right? Lance Lynn knows the codes, and he doesn't like what we're seeing. All right. We'll take a quick break. More with Jason B. Taxon on the other side. Break it.
Remember the good old days before you found us, got the winning edge, and started winning?
Neither do we.
Thank God.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming odds.
And more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Sports Rake Sunday, Bloody Sunday continues. We're breaking it down on the diamond with Jason B. Takafen on SiriusXM Channel 204. Jason, where can people find your excellent baseball podcast?
At IBWAA Podcast. It gets downloaded every Wednesday morning. We do the weekly baseball. We do the weekly baseball rundown, and we have a Hall of Fame segment debate at the end, which goes over very well and gets very good social media traction.
It's a great show, and you're a very popular guest. People love every Sunday when you come on and we talk baseball, so we encourage people to check out Jason's podcast as well. So, man, we talked about San Francisco and Los Angeles and San Diego and how San Diego and Los Angeles dialed it up a little bit over the last week and a half. And similar situation right now in the American League East. No, man, this is a big boys division here, man. Yeah. I mean, look, if you're the Yankees, you rattle off six straight wins and you don't really pick up any, you know, you don't gain any ground because you're like, damn, here's Tampa again. And it's amazing, isn't it, bro, how Tampa does this every year. People say the same thing. No, no, they can't. No, this is they just lost too much this time. No, they just lost too much this time. This year, bro, they were the fourth choice, like to win a division. Like they were like second to last, actually, to win a division as far as the odds makers are concerned, despite their success. And here they are doing it again.
Here they are doing it again. Like we talked about last week about there's like a World Series hangover. They don't have it here. They win or lose. They don't have it here. They're 10 games over 500. They just won 10 straight. They just walked into Dunedin and beat the Blue Jays three straight. The Blue Jays, by the way, were one of the best teams in the league, or at the very least, per advanced stats, one of the best teams.
Sort of like the Dodgers, Jason, wasn't it? Sort of like Tampa just reminding Toronto, yeah, you guys are good. You're young. You're all right and stuff, but we're better than you. We're just going to remind you of that, we're better than you.
So, you know, we still run this mother. That's essentially what they just said. And you know what? They reloaded by trading Blake Snell. They got a bunch of good prospects from San Diego, who, you know, has as many good prospects as they have. And they have assets to go out, and if they have to go out and pick up a player at the deadline, depending on what Minnesota does, depending on what Washington does, there could be some great players. Seattle, if they fall, you know, further down. Texas is always probably looking to rebuild. Who knows? There could be a bunch of players out there. They can probably get on the cheap because they have a lot of good prospects.
And they usually win trades, too, if you notice.
Yeah.
When Tampa, like, almost, if I was a team, I wouldn't want to deal with Tampa. I'd be like, oh, God, the guy, they're just going to fleece us. You know what I mean? They're going to fleece us. And a year from now, the guy that we give will be great. And they're going to give us the prospect that they knew wasn't going to work out, right? Like, they just do everything. And listen to the odds here still, Chase. This is what I'm talking about. So the Yankees are minus 125 at FanDuel right now. Minus 125 to win the American League East. The Rays are plus 420. The Blue Jays are plus 420. The Red Sox are plus 450. The Rays are better than the Blue Jays and the Red Sox are. It's proven. Yeah. Like, they're a proven better team.
Gabe. They were 5-1 last week when we did our Sunday show.
Yeah.
When they hit, they've won 10 straight, and it barely has moved the needle. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, but you know, we said the same thing last year, and they won the day, and they won, right? And it's funny, and we left the money on the table, and here we are again. It's the Yankees, man. People just love, you know, that big market and the Yankees.
Yeah.
And the Yankees are playing well right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gave it to them, and I want to get your take on Kluber. And the pitching staff, and you know, listen, their bullpen's good. The starting pitching is starting to come together for them. Health is always a key, but from a betting perspective, guys, there's no way in hell I would take the Yankees at minus 125 to win this division when you can get the Tampa Bay Rays at plus 420.
Yeah, listen, I mean, there's no reason to take anybody with that much chalk when there's four teams that are right there. Not to mention the Blue Jays have a pretty good farm system as it is, and they don't even have George Springer back. So they can be a completely different team. They just lost two games at home, giving up two runs in the ninth inning. If those games flip, and I know it's a woulda, coulda, shoulda, they're still five games over, right? Like, it's hard to bet against that. You know, it's funny. When you mentioned the Rays subscribe to the Branch Rickey mentality, which is it's better to trade a player a year early than a year late. It's not so much they make these amazing trades and they fleece a team. It's that they know exactly when to get rid of a player, and then they also know exactly what they're looking for and what they get back. So they're not necessarily looking for like the hottest prospect or who played the best. They're looking for the exact tools and the exact description that fits their model, so that they're able to make that player the best they're able to be. How many times have they traded a Chris Archer? It seems like an Archer and a Snell. They get traded all the time. I mean, Tyler Glass now is probably going to get traded soon too, right?
Exactly.
Like, why not? Let another team buy him at 150 cents on the dollar. I don't know.
That's a great point. They'll trade him at the deadline and still win. People be like, oh, these guys are crazy. What are they doing? they'll still win the division. Listen, guys, I think it's a decent bet here. I do respect the Yankees, but there's no value at minus 125. Plus 420 is a nice price. So, look, we spoke last week. We checked in with the MVP odds. And remember last week we talked, they had you could take Ohtani and Trout together.
Yeah.
Right? You could take them together against everybody else. Well, now Trout is injured. Trout's still on the board. They don't have that prop up anymore. Trout is now 15-1. Ohtani is plus 125. Now, when he hit the home run earlier in the week, I tweeted you and I tweeted out. I said, give this guy the MVP now. If you look, now they're not going to be a winning team, right? The wheels are starting to fall off once again, like they always do for the Angels. He's plus 125 right now. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is plus 550. Remember, I've been liking J.D. Martinez. He was 18-1. He's 14-1 now. Trout 15-1. Judge 17-1. Buxton is 17-1. They have shown that they will vote for a player on a losing team. They've given it to Trout before. And it seems to me, it's all about narratives, and it seems to me that Ohtani is the media's guy right now.
Well, he should be. If he keeps up his numbers and if he's hitting, like if his hitting could be a top five MVP candidate and his pitching could be a top five Cy Young candidate, that's...
Then how the hell do you not give it to him? Yeah,
you literally should name an award after him. Like, he'll win it if it comes down to that, especially because people feel bad for him that he's doing it on such a bad team. And he will be even more impressive that they will do it on a team that is currently in last place and can't figure it out, despite having a lot of good players. Barrero at plus 550 is really good. He's in the top one or two of all the sort of major offensive categories. It feels like he's just kind of hitting his stride. Once they get Springer back, you can make the argument Springer might take a few of his RBIs. I usually think it's the opposite, where Springer's just going to make the lineup better. There's going to be more opportunities, and he might see even better pitches. That's pretty good value. The Jays are still going to be in the wild card race. They may fall out, worst comes to worst, but I think Guerrero's still going to hit very well. What's Matt Olson at?
Oh, man, you love you. You love you, some Matt Olson.
16.
He's 70-1 right now.
Oh, that's really good value. He's got 12 runs already. First place team. I think all the other players, if you're looking for value, you're talking about a guy who's on a first place team. Maybe all the Ohtanis and Gerrit Coles and J.D. Martinez, maybe they'll dilute themselves. And Matt Olson, if he continues to hit, he's averaged, I think, 35, 36 home runs his first three seasons. If you combine last season with his first year, if he finished it with 40-plus home runs, you never know.
Oh, he's a great player. The problem is, and you know, he's buried in Oakland, bro.
He's buried in Oakland.
People don't talk about the Oakland Athletics. That's the thing. They don't notice them.
It's why he has to get his own narrative. And if he slow and steady wins the race, he's not going to peak like a J.D. Martinez or a Bogarts or maybe a Gerrit Cole. If he can continue to do what he's doing, does it for a first-place team, and then people start talking about him at the All-Star game, and then if he's slow and steady, continues to build his to build his case and his numbers, maybe they'll give it to him.
National League MVP odds currently at FanDuel. Ronald Acuna Jr., plus 310. Fernando Tatis Jr., 6-1. Jacob DeGrom Jr., 10-1. No, he's not Jr. But Jacob DeGrom, 10-1. Nolan Arenado, 10-1. It's interesting because you and I talked about whether DeGrom really could be not just the Cy Young, but the MVP. And we're seeing the odds makers are buying in. But to me, this is the favorite here with Acuna Jr. What do you think about this one? Not bad value, a plus 310 either, actually.
Really good value. The Braves are slowly starting to put it together. Once they get Marcell Ozuna, who was my pick, I took him, I think I had 30-1 or 25-1 at the beginning of the season. Ozuna reminds me a lot of Nelson Cruz. He's been struggling, but he's sort of starting to pick it up a little bit. If the Braves can catch fire, they're only a game and a half out. They haven't really had good luck, and they haven't played very well. The Mets, if they continue to not have DeGrom, he's missed two starts. The Phillies are 3-7 in their last 10. The Braves are 6-4 in their last 10. So when we're having this conversation next week, the Braves could be in first place. As long as they're in first place, and they got this guy who's one of the most electrifying players in the league right now, he's going to get the votes. He is flashy. He is excellent. He's going to get the votes.
It's some interesting games. We have Tampa and Toronto playing one more time, one of these Monday games through the weekend. Yeah. We got Philadelphia, Miami, Cleveland, Detroit, Colorado is at City in Queens. San Diego, Milwaukee, that's an interesting series. Milwaukee struggling right now, have lost 7 of their last 10. John Means on the hill. Baltimore, the wheels have just fallen off for these guys. The Cardinals, White Sox, that's a fun series there right there. So the Cardinals, White Sox, and we have Seattle at Oakland as well tomorrow night. So looking at this the Rays game here, you got Stripling going for the Blue Jays. What do you think? Could the Jays steal one here? Are they going to lose 4 in a row to these guys?
I'll tell you, when they made the schedule, they for sure thought that game was going to be in Canada on Monday, Victoria Day, a getaway day, 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get Dunedin Jays get some good attendance there.
That's a good point. Like, if people are wondering why, it's a holiday in Canada.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, so that's why the Blue Jays playing at 1 o'clock. It was scheduled as a holiday game for them.
I think the Jays will take – I hate handicapping because so much could happen in one particular game. I would think the Jays are going to show a little bit of urgency. They don't want to get swept at home, and they want to sort of narrow down that 4.5-game deficit behind first place. They're still in this. They don't want to be 500, which is what they would be if they would lose this game, because they've done so many good things early on, and they've had – they've pressed all the right buttons for every Steven Matz in his first three starts. Robbie Ray has been consistent. They've had so many different things happen to them, and it would be a shame if they start to fall out of this race and essentially would be 5.5 games out of first place and 500 after the great start they had.
One thing, and we got about a minute and a half or two here. One thing that we like to do in the betting world, and we're getting an opportunity to do it a lot now because there's always no hitters, but a bet against the pitcher after a no-hitter.
Yeah,
you got Spencer Turnbull on the hill here for Detroit against Cleveland. It's a very short price too, you know. And really, like, you know, Spencer Turnbull, you know. So you get these pitchers sort of get overvalued after, because people are like, oh, look, he threw a no hitter in the last game. And look, this game, like, a good example is here. The Detroit Tigers are favorites, bro.
Yeah,
they're -118. The Cleveland Indians are +100. How the hell are the Detroit Tigers favorites over anyone? I get it that he tossed a no-hitter, but what do you think about that?
It's interesting because you look at the two no-hitters last week. Corey Kluber has his stuff that he had over a five-year span a couple years ago, where he won two Cy Youngs, two third-place finishes, a ninth-place finish. Then he only had eight starts over 2 years. So Kluber, you could say he should be favored to win when he's pitching next, because the no-hitter is just kind of a byproduct. It wasn't necessarily a fluke, so to speak, amongst no-hitters, if that makes sense, right? Like, he is an excellent pitcher, pitching at an excellent level. Spencer Turnbull, bless his heart, he's 28 years old. He led the league in losses in 2019. He improved last year to 4-4. He's got an ERA under 4 now. But he shouldn't be given the benefit of the doubt. Like, and I say that respectfully. Like, he's 3-2 this year, 2.88. Like, let's all relax on crowning him, so to speak, to steal a famous line, right? Like, let's make him kind of earn his spot in the All-Star game, or maybe he can pick up some momentum, which is great. But let's all just relax on Spencer Turnbull now being favored.
Yeah, he's also the same Spencer Turnbull that gave up four earned runs to Boston, four earned runs to the Yankees, three to the Royals in his starts before that. Jason B. Tackerman, man, time always flies. That's what we call it, the quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio. Great stuff as always, my man. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
Love it, Gabe.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
Go ahead, kick the tires.
Ouch!
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information,
you go to an expert.
Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before.
So when it comes to gaming,
odds,
and more,
you've come to the right place.
You're listening
to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Jason B. Tackerfin, shout out to everybody tuning in this evening on SiriusXM Channel 204 Live. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates in the overnight hours as well. We'll be back at 6 o'clock Eastern with Game Time Decisions, breaking down all the games, and of course the Monday Night Meltdown tomorrow night. Paul Bovey, George Kurtz, and others. So speaking of tomorrow night, we've got a big board, light night in the NBA. And I don't know, man, it's annoying why the NBA does this, and they always do this, and they just stretch the series out for so long. That's the cool thing about the NHL. It's relentless. You know, they play. And not only do they play every 2 days, they're even going back-to-back and stuff this week. All right, so we got five games on the board in the National Hockey League, and I kind of like them. Like, I'm looking at the Montreal Canadiens. They're underdogs on home ice. I think they can take one of the two games. I think they're going to split in Montreal right now. So Toronto and Montreal split, and you're going to get Montreal. Even if Toronto wins this series, which they probably will, but let's say it goes seven. I think it is going to be a long series. So it was the same thing with the Canadiens last year in the playoffs, right? Like, they were big underdogs every game against Pittsburgh. They beat Pittsburgh. Then they were big underdogs in every game against the Philadelphia Flyers, and they lost in seven, but since they were big dogs all the time, you go 3-4 as an underdog in seven games, you're gonna make money. So I'm going to take the Canadiens as underdogs. I sort of get a feeling, I don't know, my gut sort of feels like the Islanders are going to win this game against Pittsburgh. I think Tampa is going to finish off Florida. I think Vegas is going to finish off Minnesota. And Edmonton, I'm not sure, man. I'm like an Edmonton Oilers player. I need to sleep on this. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
You're listening to sports news you can actually use.
Actionable insights and expert perspectives on daily sporting events.
We are
the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.